in the second half. How did you actually see that play out on the floor?
Yeah, I just thought our intensity was way better. You know, we only had three fouls at the half, which is really hard to do. So I just thought the overall attention to detail defensively as a team, but then on top of that, putting your hands on people, playing a little more energy. And on top of that, I do want to make this point, like, they're a great offensive team now that they're healthy. And I know their numbers don't say it right now, but it's a lot when Porzingis is picking and popping. What Jalen Johnson is, triple-double with a half. I mean, this is not who they've been with the injuries in and out and all those things. So just an overall much better attentive defensive energy in the second half. And, you know, it led to the runs that we made and got us back in the game. And it's another example of how long NBA games are.
Jamal can be a really good timely defender, it seems like, in certain spots. Just what did you see on those big plays that he made the last two defensive possessions? Really?
Yeah, no, he does. You're right. And I also think there's a certain respect that has to be given to the fact that he has the ball all the time. And to have 12 assists in the second half is a testament to him making the right play over and over. And then you couple that with the late defensive plays, battling in the post when we switched down the line 1-5. So Jamal was another example of that energy defensively that we had. But Jamal's just the way he's playing. You know, he gets 52. You think you're going to come out and shoot 25 times. Why not? He goes 8-16 instead and gets 23 and 12 and 5 and just kind of takes whatever the game is giving him. Found Nicole in the pocket countless times, which led to wide open shots or, you know, finishes at the rim. So Jamal's, you know, he's playing as good as anybody right now. And obviously finding the big fella in the second half is a good thing.
When you have a team with a championship pedigree, in these moments, is this something you have to say to them at halftime when you're down by 19, or is it just one of those things where you just know, we know what to do, and just go out and do what we need to do?
Right. We literally at the half only talked about the foul total. You know, the fact that we only had three fouls was just absolutely crazy to me in an NBA game, which means you're not touching anybody. And with the way we've been scoring the ball, we didn't shoot the ball well in the first half. And so I knew we could walk the game down. You know, to your point, we've had experiences. We've been in a lot of games like this. And I just thought the energy, once we got it under 10, you know, now it's a real game. And I knew we could get there. And obviously, Big Flo is really special. We did in the second half. And so, yeah, there is some of that. I think also, again, like everybody knows in here, that these games are so long. There's always a chance to make a run. And the way we shot the ball in the second half with Tim and Cam and Jamal, coupled with Nicole, what he did, and then the team defensive energy, you know, at least to giving yourself a chance. And I give them a lot of credit. You know, we get up 11-12 there in the fourth. That's a backbreaking run that we made. And they come right back at us and make a run. So it says a lot about their team, too, and what Coach Snyder, you know, what he's doing here.
You talked about being more aggressive at halftime. You only had the three fouls. What does it say about you, your coaching staff, and the team that you have around it, that if the leaders don't buy into that, they say, oh, relax, coach, it's just another game, it's game 20, whatever. But the way they came out, and especially Joker, I thought led the way. I mean, when I saw him on the free throw line instead of back,
yeah,
when we were shooting free throws, I said, uh-oh, something's changed.
Right, the overall intensity, like you said, and I think so far this year, and you have ups and downs emotionally as a team, this team has had zero excuses. You know, I've talked about the schedule, it's been tough. It's led to some weird nights, especially at home. But this is what we're doing right now on the road. It's really impressive. It speaks to a veteran team, professional team. And, you know, to your earlier question, how you walk a game down, there's a lot of ways to win these games. Right now we're scoring, and every night we're scoring. But we have to have these defensive segments where we flip the game and we feel like we're playing downhill. I thought in the first half they played so fast. It just felt like we were, you know, back on our heels, which leads to no physicality, which leads to drive and kick, and everybody's feeling good about themselves. So I just thought everybody kind of looked at themselves at halftime and said, we don't have to yell at each other here, just got to play a lot better. And we did.
Coach, you see Joker every night. You see how he's able to
thank God
just be all over the game. But to that point, when you have a Jalen Johnson on the other end, he was able to do almost like you would see a Joker do every night.
Right.
How is that hard to defend?
Well, guys like the, you know, Joker and what Jalen did tonight, you know, there's so much optionality to their decision making. You know, there's guys that are so gifted at scoring the ball or so gifted at getting other people the ball. When you play somebody that can do both and they get into space, there really is a 50-50 feel to how you rotate, because you're not fully committing to anything, because anything could happen. And with his size, Jalen, and the way he handles the ball, and the way he wants his teammates to touch the ball, you know, his future is so bright. And I love, you know, the offense are running for him. It reminds me of things we try to do with Nikola, where he's not a position. You know, he's a hub. And you play through him, and you know he's going to make his teammates better. So Jalen's really, really special player. I wish he hadn't come back tonight. But obviously he did, and his numbers are outrageous.
Just to your point, sort of about emotional ups and downs of the season, one form of that you guys have not really seen close to at all has been trailing by a ton of points in a game. You just have not been in positions where teams are threatening to blow you out even. When they're making everything that they're making, just is there value in kind of seeing how the bench, how the huddles can respond to those situations and try to keep playing through it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather be up 20, obviously. But no, I think we have veteran players. These guys have been in so many of these games. They know what they're like. They know they can get away from you too. But all you can do is give your best effort possible, play cleaner. Like I said, be more attentive to what the game is. And you never know, you get yourself back in the game because it's so long. And I think it's important to make the point that people say we've blown leads. We have. This is the NBA in 2025. And if people think that we're the only team that blows leads, watch the league. Get NBA League Pass and watch every single night. This happens every night. There's too many talented teams. Just talked about Jalen Johnson, what he can do. The guy can flip a game in every possible way. All the shooting on both teams. And tonight, that one run we made when it was Jamal, Cam, and Tim, that can feel overwhelming when we're just knocking three down after three down after three down. And that's what the league is now. This is not way back in the day where you get up 15, 20, and it's over. This is not what this is. So you got to do the best you can to not succumb to it. But sometimes it happens. Tonight, luckily for us, it was us. We were the team that did it.
We'll take one more if we got it.
I know you were saying that you only talked about the physicality and the fouls at halftime, but do you have to say anything to Nikola when he has a shooting half like he did in the first half, or you just know he's going to go into that zone in the second?
Yeah, no, nothing. And I think sometimes people don't understand the shots that he took in the first half. I think we're just trying to find my rhythm kind of shots. And sometimes when he gets doubled in the post, it's hard to go find your offensive rhythm unless you get to the free throw line, one, or the post up is one-on-one. You can see the ball going and go from there. So a lot of those other break threes, I'm always okay with because I know why he's doing it. I know he's trying to find his rhythm. And eventually he finally made the one, but it also that he got to see the ball go in from the free throw line, finished around the rim. So, this guy is a three-time MVP. He ends up 13-26 after 2-for-13 in the first half, 40 by the end of it, 9-8. Like, it's just, it's what it is. It's clockwork. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Thanks.